All right, I'd like to make a motion to censor John Tibbetts for his actions with code enforcement office and the planning board.
Second? Tom seconds it. Any discussion? All those in favor? All opposed? 4-1. Thank you. Okay, public input session. If anybody has anything they would like to comment about, they can have up to 5 minutes of our time. Michelle?
I don't know, Michelle Felicetti, if now or later on when we get to the Charter Commission down below, it's just regarding how that, to do a page and not just like information there, so do you want to wait till you get down there?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll discuss that
okay,
at that
yep.
point.
Yep. Thank
yep.
you.
Okay.
Bob
yes,
St. Arch, how's it coming with an audit? Are we working towards having a code of
the financial audit?
Yeah, financial audit.
Is that started yet?
So it'll be August 23rd. She'll do a preliminary, and then she'll come back after the September 7th public hearing. Yeah.
Yep.
Town meeting.
Okay, so it's going to be starting this month.
Yep.
Anybody else? Okay, we're going to go into the mail. So we did get a letter from Life Flight thanking us for the town donation towards Life Flight. So just so you know that. There is a Zoning Board of Appeals administrative appeal decision that was sent to Jeffrey Demers. Regarding the marijuana grow facility on Reagan Lynn Road. And the zoning board denied the appeal by Jeffrey Demers. And that's just telling us that's done. We have a document, an email that we got in regards to the remote meetings that we need to discuss at some point tonight about a policy on the remote meetings before we can do those where the remote party can vote and participate in the meeting itself other than just to watch it. So that's something I believe we have on the agenda for tonight. I've read this EcoMaine thing 3 times and I still don't know what they're talking about. So I'm going to have to pass on that. There's a subject is the ARPA grant and updating municipal technology. I believe this is a company's telling us that they can help us put together what needs to be done with those funds so that we can get the most that we can get. So we have that to look at. We have a thing from the Maine Chamber of Commerce that we paid our bill.
No, they want us to join.
Well, they want us to join.
There's a letter on the back of that.
So I wasn't sure if that was something you wanted to do or not.
How much are they going to give us?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. They have to pay. Okay. From Tony Vidue. I have an email says here that says with this court ruling behind us this week, we won. Can you explain that, Jeanette? I remember you explaining it to me, but
and you can't repeat it. So basically, CTAM, it's a bunch of people for every cable company that there is. They have an individual, what we call franchise agreement with towns. And they, with a lot of those franchise agreements, they have, we used to ask for things like I-loops to connect buildings together. So they came along and said, okay, enough of this. You know, you can charge us 1% to 5%, and then you can do what you need to within your town structure. A lot of those are paying to have the video done, their own video, their own headquarters, their own camera equipment. So there was a bill on the floor, and I forget exactly what it said, but it was basically trying to stop a lot of this. They turned around and fought it, and Tony is letting everyone know that they won the court case and that we can now move forward with our franchise agreement. And I know Nancy was looking at it at one point. I think it's been like 10 years since you've done your franchise agreement, so it might be something that you want to start doing and looking at.
So that's money that we can get back that they charge to do things in town.
They would charge the customers like 1% to 5% on, and that 1% they would collect and then they would give to the town. And you can build your infrastructure that way. You can build a TV studio. I know a couple of towns that have done that for community programming and things like that.
Does everybody kind of understand that?
Yeah.
In a nutshell?
Very good. Thank you. Okay. So then we go to complaints, and there are none. No complaints against the town. Okay, we need to approve the June 21st minutes. June 21.
Make a motion to approve as written.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on this? Okay, all those in favor? 5-0. Thank you. We have the June 28th minutes.
Motion is written.
Any discussion? All those in favor? 5-0. Thank you. July 6th minutes. Discussion? All those in favor? Okay. 4-1 abstention.
Okay.
Okay. And we have July 19th. Thank you. Okay, we have payroll warrants. Payroll warrant number 5 in the amount of $18,696.58. Discussion? All those in favor? 5-0. Thank you. Okay, payroll warrant number 7 in the amount of $19,440.41.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All those in favor? 5-0. Thank you. Accounts payable warrant number 64 for fiscal year 2021 in the amount of $26,597.51.
So moved. Which one was that?
Number 64, fiscal year 2021. Rusty made the motion.
He made the motion first, and that's okay.
Oh, doesn't matter.
Rusty and Tom.
Any discussion? All those in favor? 5-0. Okay, accounts payable warrant number 65 for fiscal year 2022 in the amount of $3,332 even.
I make a motion to accept payroll warrant 65.
How does that work?
What's that?
What year is this?
2022.
Oh, it is 2022 already?
Well, because we're in that.
Yeah, because we're in
a fiscal year.
Yep. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Wasn't that 2021?
Well, it says here 2022.
Yeah, I think it's a typo.
That's for the playground set.
It's 2021.
Yeah. It's for,
yeah.
Okay, right. So it's for 2021.
Okay.
Right. These all are.
Somebody make a motion?
We did. I'll make a motion to accept.
Okay.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor? 5-0. Thank you. Okay, so account payable warrant number 6 is for fiscal year 2022. Summary?
Okay.
In the amount of $615,912.59.
I'm sorry, did you say 2022 again?
2022.
This is
20. This is just the current fiscal year.
Okay.
Yeah, see, on the last one, that
right,
was money
yeah,
that
yeah,
was encumbered out of last year.
Yeah, yeah. All right, I'm sorry, what you're doing now.
Okay.
Check number 8287 for iWork. Is that for a whole new year? Is that for?
That's for the current year.
So
for the whole year.
So is it $10,000 each year?
Yes.
And does that mean Bean Data is contract amount or check number 8277 for $3,790? Is that a contract or is that service?
All right. We have in there for hourly service is $1,035. For contracted service is $1,260. Then there's another hourly service for $575 and another hourly service for $920. I believe we had two computers go south on us in the same week. With no backups.
Are we replacing those?
They are here now. They're going to be done tomorrow, I believe.
But that has nothing to do with 3790?
No, it does not. That was for the work that was done to get something in place so that people could work in the meantime.
Thank you.
I have two questions.
Yeah.
I'm assuming this is Parks and Recs, but it's kind of an interesting one. Aquaholics?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
they
the
did.
Paddle boarding.
They did a paddleboarding class at the pond.
Okay. And SIN Environmental Services, what are we using SIN, CYM, that's for check 8280?
They're the ones that pick up the bad oil at the transfer station.
Oh, okay, waste oil. Okay,
yep.
Thank you.
Boy, good answers.
There's so many answers.
That's why we keep her here.
I know it. It's hard to figure sometimes. Any more discussion, gentlemen? Okay, all those in favor? 5-0. Thank you.
Can I ask you a question, please?
Sure.
Do you guys have time to review all the warrants? before?
Yeah, we get them by email.
Before
usually
you, so
the Friday
before the meeting, you can
yeah.
be familiar with them?
She usually gives us the weekend to go over it Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Have you also considered my request for a one to be posted?
We are working on that diligently to come up with a plan so it can be done every week.
Thank you.
Okay.
Diligently.
Diligently. You like that?
No.
No.
I think it's BS, actually.
A little bit better.
See how it
sorry. Sorry.
Digging in that thesaurus.
Okay. So the next up on here is Rustic Dreams Event Center. It says here, we need to schedule a public hearing. There is a document in here from Patty. So the Rustic Events is looking for a liquor license and a special amusement permit. And those require review by the Board of Selectmen. And because it says here this is a new liquor license for this property owner, it requires us to hold a public hearing. The one hearing can cover both permits. They have an occupancy permit, which includes the electrical inspections and fire department approval. And Patty says she doesn't see any reason to deny the permits. We just have to have the public hearing. There was one thing I wanted to make clear here on this permit. It is for the specific location, mm-hmm. not anywhere else.
Yeah, hers okay. is anywhere in the state. I mean,
my
you can attach it to that if you want,
state.
But what she got is a catering license. So
I'm only doing
do
it there anyway.
This permit is only good for this one location.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere else.
Through you guys, but through the state it's different.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to go to them to get the permit for anywhere else.
Yeah, no, they've
already,
she already has the one through the state.
Have
okay.
It.
Okay, so we need to schedule a public hearing.
How many days notice?
Seven.
Well, we're supposed to give 7 days notice.
Can we do it tomorrow?
So we have a meeting next Monday.
Can I ask a question, please?
Sure.
So the town's going to issue a permit for that location.
Correct.
They say they got a permit that allows them to go any place in town.
No, this is up in the state.
The state, so by catering, like, it's a catering license where, like, let's say if someone had an event in Portland and wanted to hire my company to do the food and beer and wine or alcohol, I could then prepare the food and do all that stuff at the venue and bring it to that location and do an event anywhere in the state of Maine. But I don't want to do that at all.
Okay.
I just want to do my events that I book at our venue.
But that state permit allows you to serve liquor?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that state permit's going to allow you to serve liquor in the town line in it. Any catering that you might be hired for.
Yeah, but I have no interest in doing that because I'm too busy with the venue. So it's like I only have, the only reason why I applied for the catering license is to tend to my own events at our venue. I am too busy to be hiring out other events. I'm like booked every weekend through the venue, so I'm not trying to run a catering company. I'm just doing it for our events at the venue.
I find it interesting that we have companies from out of town that have catering license and liquor license, and when they come into town to do that,
yeah.
they have to get a one-day permit.
Right, right, right.
Well, that's
right.
So if you went to Mullins, you'd have to get like
yes.
a
right.
permit.
Right, yeah,
okay.
that's
okay.
required. The
okay.
York County Liquor Inspector told me if I wanted to set up in
no,
another town, I
no,
have to go and
you
got to
go get
and
correct.
Do the town,
that's
go
right.
to the town
you're
and get a one-day permit.
State.
Exactly,
you're
but I literally have no interest.
You're not using the state.
Yeah.
No, you still have to have
all you still have to go to the town and ask for permission and do all that stuff, but I no interest in doing that.
So we can schedule a hearing,
okay.
but we have a meeting Monday, which doesn't give us 7 days to post it. So that would be 2 weeks from then. Would that be our next meeting, 2 weeks from that?
We have calendar.
Now
it's next
week.
Huh?
It's
the 16th. The 16th
is a Monday, so
that's next week.
Right.
Yeah, but that's only 7 days' notice. So if we look at that.
The next one's not until September 6th. Comes a holiday.
So, and we have a town hall on the 7th, so there won't be any meeting on the 7th.
Can't we just do the public hearing just at a random date? Shouldn't take very long, I don't think.
You know, I could suggest the Charter Commission's hearing is on August 19th. You could do this hearing a few minutes before the Charter hearing.
Does that sound all right to you guys?
It's better than pushing them off 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what time is the Charter hearing?
6:30 is our...
6:30? So if we did that at 6 o'clock? Yep. On the 19th, and that would get through? Mm-hmm. Okay.
That would be awesome.
All right. So that is scheduled. Okay.
Nice day.
Thank you. Okay, this is a popular topic. Oscar Littlefield Road? All right. So, Mike Gervais has been very helpful in producing surveys, deeds, maps, etc. for us to work with. We have spoken with the town attorney. He is going to put together some paperwork for us to get easements from everybody that will sign off on it. And then whoever does not sign off, we will look at how to approach that and take care of whatever's left over so that we can put this and get a court decision that we own the road and therefore we maintain it. So that's where we're at. So it's going to take a short time to put that information together. We may have to have one of the surveyors go back and verify the surveys to make sure we do it correctly. As you probably know, that there's a problem with the deeded right-of-way and where it actually is. There's a section of it that is not where it's in the deeds. So we just need to come to terms with that, get it set, and then move forward. So that's what the attorney is going to put together this week, so we can have the documents to get signed off on everybody that will sign off.
And for those that don't sign off, There is a plan for that.
I really don't want to spell it out, but we will deal with. We figure it's easier to deal with a couple than a bunch, and so let's get everything in place, and then we'll deal with those, and we'll get it finished.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're definitely working on. Mike Gervais is a wealth of information. Absolutely a wealth. It's incredible. Is there any other questions on that before we move on? Okay. The Walker Road, where we move the road away from the person's property line. So we found out that even though we move the road, the owner still has his road frontage because it's the old road, so it is set. We can decide if we want to part with that piece of property and give it to them, sell it to them, whatever, but it probably is going to require a town vote. But we'll know that answer probably within the week also.
Does he know that?
He does not know that. We just discussed that. So, any questions? All right. Kennebunk Pond, any new update? Brad, can you fill us in on the guardrail issue?
I found out this morning that the state does own the guardrail.
Okay. So what's the ramifications of that?
They have also given us permission to pull it.
Oh, okay.
So we can take out from the first terminal end on the left side of the walkway and take all that section out and then clean out the area, put the path down that matches our new area.
Wow. That's good.
Yes.
That's very good.
So we no longer have to move the walk area that we're
the new walk that we put in can stay where it is.
Oh, that's very good. Okay.
The right hand side.
The beach side?
It's the beach side, yes.
So as far as that whole project goes, we're also in the process of obtaining a pole so that we can have the power put across the road. And to go from there, we have some clearing to do and to move and to put a building there. So that's all in the works. It's just no matter how fast you run, you got to go slow. But we're working on it. So Davey is checking to see when he can close the gate and lock it. We're hoping that we're going to be able to facilitate that better in the future here, but we need to get things in place. Ken.
Ken Burr. I'm finding, though, that even though you get the gate closed or open, there are people parking on the street just before the gate. There were three people in there the other morning. Can't they?
Do we have enough signs to put up there, Brad, for the parking?
I have three extras that will be left over from Bunganut area we could put in there.
I think we can find a place for three.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Space them just right, and it'll stop the cars.
It will.
Whether they have to drive them over or blow the other.
Across the road.
On both sides of the road.
There's three signs to go around. So I'd like to think if they're parked on the road, they can get towed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Nobody's going to send them in.
You know, that's
well, that's the problem,
that's
you know.
Problem.
It is, yeah.
State can do it.
Wow. All depends on what time of day it is. So, but we're working on it. Okay. Next item here is the road commissioner report.
So we have the, I had the information from Kenny McPawn and DOT. I also found out that the bad dip that is adjacent to Clark's Woods Road and South Waterboro Road that everybody's complaining about. We own our aprons into the edge of there right away, so I can get that milled and get that paved and filled in, so that bad approach in and out.
Which end is that on?
By the greenhouse end.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
On Clark's Woods Road.
It's all painted out.
Yeah. It's where all the gouges are from trailers and everything else, and it's been a long time complaining.
They don't just skip over that?
When they go fast enough, like they speed on South Waterboro. So that's in the works. And then I have three roads that I've stationed out and marked for reclaiming and paving. That RFPs will probably go out next week for those three.
Okay.
The signs were replaced on the end of old Kenny Bump Road, and that's been paved as well. And two other signs straightened on old North Berwick Road.
Awesome. Yes.
Have you been doing any more work with that speed sign? Or have you?
Yes.
By Bunganut now.
Yeah, I took it off. It's been over Bunganut, over into Park on a soccer field side.
Are you starting to gather data?
It still will not record data.
I will say I was at the soccer field all day on Sunday and breaks. Every time that sign went off, breaks.
Really?
Everybody is slowing down. So it slows some people down. Yep. It slows the honest down, basically, is what it does.
Well, I see South Waterboro, the town of Waterboro, put theirs up on the bottom of the hill.
Yep.
And they're the same way. People slow down, but eventually the next 2 days, when the same cars go by, they... But hey, if it works 50% of the time, it's better than nothing.
Mm-hmm. It's a good spot for it, right through there, all the kids.
So the next place I'm going to find a place, a location for it, is on Kenny Monk Pond Road, but from the 111 side coming in towards the beach. Just there's not a good location anywhere to put that without it being too steep. So I'm going to have to get creative on that one. But I'd like to see it put over there, too, to slow people down before they get to the beach.
Have we done all the painting yet for the...
All the striping's done.
Okay, they were able to do the sides of the road through by the beach?
No, they do not have white paint.
They don't have white paint.
I saw that email go through.
No.
It's later until a year or something.
You can't buy computers. You can't buy paint.
Warrior Painting was telling me that he's hoping to have paint by maybe October.
Really?
Ish. Maybe. And I know Zebra Striping, when I talked to her about when they were doing our crosswalk, she said when they're out of their white on what they're doing, they're out. And they won't get any more. So, and DOT's the same way. You notice their white lines are painted just the yellow. I thought it took white to make yellow, but maybe not.
Okay, so treasurer report. Anything to enlighten? enlighten us with?
No, we went over it last time. We're in the beginning of the year, so we have money. We're starting to get some of the projects done that we wanted to get done, sans being able to actually get items. I'm still stuck on Brad's yellow. So, you know, unless you guys have some specific questions.
Nope, not particular. Anybody? Nope. All right. So, new business. We need to discuss options for storage at the town hall. That's not inside the building. Any ideas, suggestions, recommendations? John?
That storage container at the transfer station, the TVs and all of that stuff. And I mean, I don't know how big or how fancy. Yeah. I think it was $2,000 from...
The 3,900 now, John.
Of course.
8 by 20.
The 20-foot conics.
A couple things we have to take in mind. It's got to be secure.
Oh, yeah.
Can't get more water in it.
Yeah.
So it's got to be sealed up tight.
What do you store?
Environments out.
Yeah, what do you store?
Well, you can see there's boxes of stuff there. There's file cabinets there.
It may not be conducive to paper.
I understand, but that's why I wanted to talk about it. But we have got all kinds of stuff to store that we need to get out of here because we need the space. So, somebody mentioned something about a portable office or a portable...
Portable classroom, that was
portable
for
classroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was a great idea, actually.
Heated probably for temperature control. We need to keep the varmints out of it. It needs to be dry. Where can we put it?
Like a William Scotsman type one?
Yeah, like a job site trailer.
Yeah, they have electric heat and AC.
Yeah.
Lights.
Ken?
I think Schiavi provides those for the schools and stuff, so you might want to get in touch with them to find out what they've...
Okay.
And they come, they're heated, air conditioned, or whatever the case may be, so it might be something to look into.
Okay. You got that? Okay. Any other input on that? We need to do something.
It's definitely needed.
Yeah.
It ought to be something that's closer to the ground, though, if you're talking file cabinets and stuff. You don't want to be schlepping those up a pair of metal stairs through a 3-foot door.
Those ones in the hallway, good luck picking them up.
Yeah, we got to look at the weight load on some of those fire-rated...
Just the ladies going out.
You know, another thing, just discussion-wise on this, is I don't ever remember us discussing digital storage of documents or anything along that line. Scan them, optical.
You mentioned when earlier on that one correspondence we had was about digital.
Yeah, we may have talked about it a little bit, yeah.
Yep.
But, I mean, that's another possible solution, but I know that's not going to be cheap. But, where do we go with all this? How long do we need to keep some of this stuff, that's in those files?
It's historical.
It's historical. Hysterical, is it?
Well, maybe we should task the people, like Priscilla was mentioning last night, where she had hers and there, for her, whoever owns the... file cabinets to let us know.
Yeah.
I have to keep them for 10 years, 5 years.
Well, I know the file cabinets in the back originally were turned around so that you couldn't open the drawers. But I don't know how they got turned this direction. But it's an issue. Where do we got to have a place to put stuff.
Yep.
The state of Maine actually has a records retention file. And if it's not in there, it's in the Fed file. So there are state mandates and federal mandates that tell us how long we have to keep certain documents.
So it's going to be a research of a lot of different things, in other words.
Yeah, it's a pretty hefty file.
So anyway, I'm open to ideas, but we got to start looking at it.
Any ideas out there?
It's got to be something that you can access comfortably and be able to use those and get to them too, not just jam everything in a storage locker.
Oh yeah, it's got to be useful.
So it's got to be big enough to lay stuff out, and you can walk up to it and use it with lights, and heat's a big thing. I mean, connexes are very secure, but I'd worry about condensation and moisture dripping from the roofs in them, because they're all steel. So that kind of would be out of the question unless you could get one of those.
So the portable classroom would probably be a better item. It's just security is the biggest issue.
Well, and accessibility.
Yeah. Well, accessibility, I think, I don't know what the sizes are. I mean, we'll have to look into that. Well,
there's a bunch of different sizes, but I think what Brad's saying is it's usually 3-4 steps.
Well, I know we, because of handicapped children, they also sold us metal ramps to go up and down. They had that as an additional package. So that might be a possibility.
Yep. So, how do we want to approach this?
I just recommend reviewing records retention policies at the state level or whatever level, like Jeanette mentioned, and doing a purge before we just jam a bunch of stuff into storage that we might not need to keep.
Yeah. You know what happens with those, don't you?
Throwing that out there. Well,
the one thing you throw out, you need next week. Yeah. That happens when I go to the transfer station. So,
well, to that suggestion, how can we stop that?
I'm open to ideas.
I think options first. I mean, whether it's a Williams House job trailer or whether it's
You know, so we would have to know. How long, and those answers before we can talk about anything else. So
yeah.
We'll purge, and then we'll know what we need.
So what about digital storage, and then a purge? You know, getting rid of the bulky items. Just ideas.
Yeah, is that a scan type action?
It's usually some type of a software package and hardware that manages that. Michelle?
You guys have a case here. What kind of printer do you have? Like mine at my office, I have barcode stuff you can do. It's not that expensive, but you can do it and send it to a certain place and it's like really fast. It's like in double-sided and everything.
I mean, it'll copy it and digitally store it.
Digitally store it into
So maybe talking with the vendor for that device might be a...
Because I saw you guys, I thought, had a Kyocera, and they offer that package. And it's,
oh, they do?
Yes, we have that.
So we're not going to need to copy anything, because that's what we're looking to do. Because just
goes in the copier.
It scans it and then sends it to your server wherever you designate it to go.
Yeah, it creates a digital image from the scanner.
Yeah. And you can review it before you get to see it all, so you're going to see everything before you would delete.
Yeah. The biggest thing I always had with those is, how is it stored for us to find it? So we have to have something set up that either stores it by name, date,
year.
Mm-hmm. It might be a site, map and lot. These are things that have to be looked at to decide what to do. Because if anything we're going to invest in, it's got to be a long-term investment.
Mm-hmm. But it would be worth it to analyze those costs side by side. So digitalization will be expensive. Maintaining a portable classroom that's going to be useless 20 years from now, or not secure 20 years from now, it's worth looking at all of it before we just put something out there.
And I think if you get into documentation, I think it's going to be expensive, but I think you want to look at a company that will come in and do it to make sure those documents are properly cataloged, so that by date, time, year, document type, because you get censure. I mean, there's stuff in there that's... Mm-hmm. Oh, would
you? So,
let's go back to what you were talking about, the state, and they have like a master list to tell us.
Yeah, it's a manual. I have an old copy in my office.
It's like the
IRS actually
folks.
A manual that says how long you have to keep accounts payable, how long you have to keep payroll. The feds will tell you how long you have to keep W-9s and W-2s, W-4s, all that stuff. And there are, I did a project a long time ago, and I'm not sure where we are now. I told Bill, we talked about it a little bit, that I'd have to relook at that. But the feds had in the state hadn't quite caught up with the technology. So there were some things that the feds will allow you to store electronically, but there had to be a federally approved program in order to do that. So there's like a whole bunch of different aspects to it. To start the purge, I think it's really about time.
Like right here, I'm looking 6 years for financials, for accounts payable.
Right.
They have a whole personnel records, payroll records, administrative.
Yep.
It's right here on their site.
Could you get an updated copy for us? Or tell somebody?
I can print it real quick.
So once that's,
once that's identified,
then can we have everybody in their respective position look at what they have and put it in the purge bin?
Yeah, because we don't want to put it on any one person.
I'm not saying,
I just want to make sure that we're not
head,
going down
the head
road.
Of each department.
Yeah, like Priscilla.
You know, look through theirs and
that would tell us how much space we actually need.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll pull a copy and email the digital version and make sure you guys have a hard copy.
Mm-hmm.
It's likely
a yeah. I thought it was a
search it. It's right there online along there.
Okay.
I would think some town or towns in the local area here have solved this problem already. A couple phone calls to some other towns, you may get way ahead of the game by getting some of their experience.
Absolutely. Good point. Thank you. We all set to move on? So, Donna, you won't let us forget any of this, right?
No.
Okay. Application for cemetery committee. Yes.
Never turn away volunteers.
I know if he's willing to step up.
Well, the reason for wanting to be on is he wants to help.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a good reason.
Yep.
So I would need a motion.
Motion for Dennis Anderson.
Was
accepted.
I'll second the motion.
Any discussion? All those in favor? 5-0. Thank you. We have a discussion about PTO hours for the CEO and the treasurer because they were changed from hourly to exempt. So the question is, they have PTO hours on the books, and what do we do with those PTO hours? How do we want to handle that? We actually owe them for that time.
We owe them money or time off?
Where they're salaried now, they set their schedules and work what needs to be done for the job. So, in reality, we owe them the money.
And this balance on here is the money?
Yeah, that's where the balance is the hours.
Those are the hours?
Yes.
Wow. Where does the money come from?
Personnel.
It would come out of personnel.
And we have that money in there.
Well, we do right now. It's nothing that was budgeted for.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, am I missing something? Is there a figure somewhere?
No, you didn't ask me
okay.
to grab. I can
okay.
grab you that for the next,
this
your
is
next
the,
meeting.
This is the amount?
Have it.
That's the amount of hours.
That's what I thought first.
See, I'm not seeing that. Is that on the back?
The number of hours?
It's on bottom right-hand corner.
In that,
yes,
flip your page.
You're on the back. It's just numbered.
Oh, okay. And okay, hours. Yep.
Do you want me to come up with a figure for your next meeting?
Let me look. Chunk of change. It's a chunk of change. Yeah, we probably should. If you can do that, yep. So we know. But as an alternative, too, we might be able to do that over time. You know, do it at, you know, like 10 or 20 hours a month or something like that until it gets paid down. But I really think we do all.
Yeah, you know, it's their time. It's their
time.
Yeah,
they earned it.
You know, and if we do it that way, you know, so many hours a month or whatever, if we see we're going to get into trouble with the account, then we can put it into the budget for the following year and make sure we can cover it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'll get you a number.
Okay, that'd be good. Thank you. Okay. We have an item on here to pay invoices from Bean Data and KCB for last year invoices, and the request is to pay it out of the contingency.
The infamous contingency.
Like I said, this keeps popping up, you know. I mean, it is where it is, you know.
So we had
Murphy's Law.
We had estimated a number of $15,000 for the operating, and we're over that by the amounts that I gave you. Do they have that list? Okay.
Who's KCB?
That's the mowing crew for the ball fields.
Because they're using that more now. We did put the $15,000 to that account that was voted at town meeting. But there's still been more mowing because it's been raining like every day.
So the total is $2,690 is what would come out of that. And I believe there's $6,700 in that account.
Yes, there is.
So there's funds there.
In what account?
A contingency from last year. Last year. And these are invoices that were at the end of the year, at the end of the fiscal year.
Bill?
Yes. I'm sorry, go ahead.
After the town meeting, we voted, we stopped the contingency fund for the upcoming budget, but once we've gone by that meeting, that money that was left over in the contingency fund, shouldn't that have been sent over the surplus? It didn't get spent?
The answer is yes, I believe, but no. In other words, invoices that come in for the fiscal year after the end of the year, especially if they're encumbered, you can still pay. Just because it's after the first of the fiscal year doesn't say you can't do that.
Do we have a close date for our fiscal year?
I don't think that's closed yet,
is
it?
This is going to close it. This would close it.
So we don't have a date as a town for the end of our fiscal year? We wait until we get the last invoice?
Well, we have to. We're required to pay anything that we incurred as debt.
I don't disagree, but no, we don't call and say, hey, we encumbered your services and we're closing out our fiscal year on this date.
Oh, yeah, we've tried. We did that.
There's always somebody that will come up with one. Mm-hmm. But this is not unusual for this time of year.
Should this be classified coming out of surplus instead of contingency fund?
No, it's coming out of actually last year's budget. And we're saying because there's no more funds in those lines that are called for, we're saying we'll take it out of the contingency fund that still has a balance from last year. We're obligated to pay the invoices.
I don't disagree with that, but I'm just, my understanding that once we've gone from one budget to the next, any money that was left over in any accounts would go into surplus.
Well, that is in fact true, but that ending is arbitrary. It's because you have to wait for everything to come in, so you have to be able to work with it.
So let me ask you, by paying this amount, $2,690, or whatever left over from $6,000, whatever, does that move over to surplus?
Yeah. Yes.
Whatever's left in the contingency will then go back into surplus, yes.
So it's being held to finish up, and you're confident, you must be, that this is the last of the invoicing.
Yeah, in fact, that warrant you had for $3,332, that was my last invoice that we were waiting for. And this will shore everything up and clean everything up for the year.
That answer a little bit better. Bob?
Nope. So we had some outstanding bills that didn't get paid, they came in late. And so $3,332 just paid some of those. That came out of our budget.
Correct. Yes. Yeah.
So now we're going to take some more. I still think it should have been in surplus and not sitting in the contingency account. So these bills that we're referring to, they're being paid in that $3,300?
No.
No, that $3,300 bill was the last outstanding invoice that Jeanette was waiting for last year's budget. Because that was encumbered funds. That was something to do with over here at Chadbourne.
It's to add to the playground equipment.
Add to the playground. So when that came in, it was ordered last year, came in late. So when they got the invoice.
Oh, I thought Superdome. Yeah. I misunderstood what was said. Yep. I thought it was this KTB.
No. KCB, and if you have invoices that are generated like 28th, 29th of June, you're probably going to be 2 weeks or so before you get them anyway. So, those accounts, I don't know any really easy way. It's like a floating end date, waiting to catch up with everything and then actually close it.
So the way the auditors look at it and the way we look at it as accountants, if the invoice was dated prior to June 30th, it goes on the last fiscal year, and those trickle in all through the month of July. If the money was encumbered, like for the swing set piece, we ordered that in May. We've been waiting for it to get here. So those kind of things go into that fiscal year. These bills that you're talking about for Bean Data and KCB belong in the prior fiscal year. But it overran those two account lines. So we're asking to take it out of that year's contingency fund. So we're not crossing over years. Does that help?
Does it for me?
Then the balance goes into
fund balance. Yeah, undesignated. Cool.
So we need a motion? Or did we have one? No, we need a motion. On D and new business to pay those invoices from 21,
yes.
From the contingency account.
Yeah, I make a motion we pay $2,690 for the out of the 2020-21 contingency account.
Second.
Is there any more discussion? All those in favor? 5-0. Thank you. We have a request from the Charter Commission to they would like to have a page on the website. And I wanted to bring it before the board to see how you wanted to handle that. It's a part of a town function, but it's an independent committee. So how do you want to deal with that? Because...
Is it for informational or interactive?
Yeah, it's informational, same as what we reviewed at our meeting this week.
The town of Gloucester one we looked at?
Yeah.
Just
that. Yeah. So what they would like set up is a page.
A committee page under the committee.
That they can update.
Yeah. You guys would be the administrators of that page?
Well, Amber wanted to be here tonight, but she's working. So she basically wanted it this so when we have information or an update or something we're working on, to CC Donna, and of course, Dave, you're there with us. And then email Brendan asking us to put whatever information we have on that page. And that's all, just like if Donna's on vacation, you know, we're stuck waiting for that to be put up. So it's just informational only.
Can it be separated from,
yes.
Can that page be separated so that the charter committee can put it up themselves?
Yes.
Okay.
It can be done that way.
That would be better.
Yeah, we would,
otherwise we could charge.
We would love to do it. I mean, I'll help her figure out how to do it.
That's not a problem. I wanted it to be a board decision what to do, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't want to just say, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
So we will limit the usage of Beam on this as much as we possibly can.
Yes, I will help her figure the.
So he will give the login and password for the access, and then they would be responsible for doing that.
So you'd have administrative rights for that, not the website
at
all.
That page.
Just administrative.
If Amber would be
page.
Doing it, she would only ask me for help if she can't figure out how to get in.
Yeah. Okay. As long as we don't, you know, if we do, what if they do incur costs?
We have a budget
from me. You will come out of your
budget.
We
have a budget. Yeah.
Okay. It's like $15,000 or something. Okay. That's made for
it.
Okay.
Would that be? And maybe you don't know the answer to this, but would that afford an email to be able to send out to people that are on the email list that you guys have, like when we have something coming or something we're discussing? Is that...
Well, we need to talk about that.
Okay.
Okay, that is and it's probably as good a time as any. We've had a lot of requests for photocopies, 500 copies, emails to 8 or 9 different groups of people, emails to individuals, and... That's your secretary's job to send out, not
right.
the town.
We announced an email address that we have for everything to come to Jess and Ron and Amber.
Yeah.
So they field all the emails, and anyone that wants anything, I mean, everything digital is, so it's right there. And we do it, I'm assuming the budget, if we have to photocopy stuff for people, is it would just come out of that.
Right. And the photocopy is not expensive.
Right.
It's someone to take the time to come do
right.
it. And I don't think we have any problem with them using a copy machine and doing those things,
yep.
but those emails and that work needs to be done by your committee.
Yeah.
I think what we're asking for is the list server.
The MailChimp.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to just ask Brendan how to do that.
I have MailChimp at my office, so I know how to use it.
Yeah, but for those... I know for the email list, we have a lot of the groups set up under the town,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know how to set it up so you can access those. That's
well, and that's all we were asking for, just
yeah.
an email blast just to publicize the public hearing. That's all we wanted to do.
Oh, no, that wasn't all that was asked.
No, for the email part, that was all that
yeah.
was asked for the email part.
That's all that. Officially, we want.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
not official request.
I'm not sure that's what God asked.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm copied on all of those, and the
yeah.
email, the photocopies that were requested because there was a conversation had, and somebody said that could happen. So.
That could happen.
We can talk about it after.
Okay. Yeah. That's fine, and you know we'll do what we can, but we have to remember that the Charter Commission is an independent commission.
Oh.
And you don't want it influenced by anybody outside of that board.
So can if could we get our own MailChimp, but is it possible to get the email so that the people that are assigned that you have for the town
that's
that
a,
way?
That's a Brendan question.
That's a Brendan
question. Way beyond my...
But if he could give me the data, can we have it? Because I'd be willing to set up our own MailChimp account.
The only question I have... And I just have to look at it. Actually, I'd ask Brendan, are these people's private emails, or is it all town emails?
I think we got a couple different things going on here.
It's private emails.
All we want to do
is use the list server, so if we have information we want to disseminate to people in town.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We just,
so you're talking about, all right, I understand. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think we can take care of that.
Yeah, we're not looking to get everybody their own personal email address.
No,
yeah,
no, just like meeting this week at 6:30, just as a reminder, like you guys do with yours and your agenda.
Yeah.
Well, I can say that the request was about 8 different groups of lists.
No.
You know, and it's like, hold the phone, we got
to
talk.
We created our own email address that they're handling, and they disseminate to the charter.
Okay. I think we can work that out. We'll just have to talk. That's
sure.
All.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Great. But I'm more than willing to set up a separate MailChimp if that's out for us guys, if that's.
Okay. All right.
Sorry, one more thing. So Amber will be able to email Brendan, and he would know that he would have to build our side for anything we do. So that's how she should approach him.
Yes.
Correct? Okay.
Yes.
I'm sure she heard it. She's probably watching, but.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Good.
Thank you.
Okay. It says here, new appointments for Donna Richard to be the deputy treasurer and the Maine Municipal Association representative and the online university admin.
Looking for a motion?
Yes.
You good with all that?
Give it all to me.
Say I do.
Well, that's what I need to do here. I'll make the motion as written.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Any discussion? All those in favor? 5-0. Okay, we need to do a corporate resolution for town hall banking.
That basically is to add Donna to on the corporate resolution.
Do I have a motion? Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor? Okay, you're up. The last one.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. No. The other one. The fire company. That's right. Yep.
I make a motion to nominate Tom's Hatch for fire department representation.
To the fire commission?
To the fire commission.
I'll second.
Second. Any discussion?
Why? Just asking why. We've done a good job. We're in a great place. We're manned. We're in a good place. I don't know why you want to change it.
Any more discussion? All those in favor? 4. Opposed? No vote. You opposed. 1 opposed. Okay. Now the last one.
Make the motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor? 5-0. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate your input. I'm sure we've gone back into session for today's date to pick up on a application for a liquor license for a one-day event at Murphy's Way, 63 Murphy's Way. I believe it's for a wedding, and we just need to approve. It's a person we've done before. We've had no problems. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Rusty seconded. All those in favor? All right. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor? Aye.